Okay, I'd like to call to the order the February 6th meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vehicle Parade Commission. Will the director take the role to establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Rick
Beckman. I'm present.
Stephen Bergeron.
Present.
Okay, we're going to start with new business. We have a very short agenda, but we're still going to stick to the point. The first item is 1200 North Rampart Street. Do we have an applicant present? Good. Why don't you come on up, and we'll ask for the staff to read the report.
1200 North Rampart is a grain-rated main building and service building. This is a proposal to repair a gallery damaged from vehicular impact per application materials received December 28, 2023 and January 24, 2024, respectively. The two gallery columns closest to barracks were struck by a car in May 23, and the gallery was temporarily shored. The shoring was also hit by a vehicle requiring replacement, and a third car took out another gallery column closer to Governor Nichols yesterday on February 2nd. Prior to yesterday's incident, the applicant had the building evaluated by an engineer who provided the following report, and that is included in the packet. The applicant proposes to install new steel columns with decorative cast iron bases and capitals to match existing. The column is shown attached to the sidewalk with four 3/4-inch by 7-inch Simpson Titan HD anchor bolts and an 8x8x 3/4-inch base plate, which is covered by the cast iron base. The top connection is shown as a new 1/2-inch by 4-inch wide flat plate welded to the existing 3-inch outrigger and the flat bar behind the fascia, both of which are called out of steel. Staff requests that the applicant confirm all existing and proposed metals to be used so that there are no concerns regarding galvanic corrosion. The outrigger and handrail closest to barracks have also pulled away from the masonry wall and will be reinserted. The applicant calls for them to be installed with quickcrete high-strength anchoring epoxy. Staff is unfamiliar with this material and requests that the engineer comment on whether or not BCC mortar can be used instead. Staff notes that there is also notable sag at the roof line, but there are no proposed repairs of the roof. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the proposed structural work. Staff notes that the applicant must submit specs for all decorative elements requiring replacement, including gallery capitals and bases and all cast iron panels, so staff can verify that they are matched to historic patterns. The engineer should also reinspect the building following yesterday's accident and verify that the same repairs are still needed. Considering the gallery has been hit by cars 3 times in the last 9 months alone, staff continues to encourage the applicant to explore options for bollard installation and present a proposal to the committee so future damage can be avoided. After the report was prepared and distributed last night, I did receive a revised report from the engineer, and as far as I understand, the repair at the new column is the same as the other ones, right? Okay.
Great, thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
Sure, Alfred Hayes, architect, 5212 Elmwood Parkway, Metairie, Louisiana.
Thank you.
7003.
Will you speak?
Rob Kemp, Hayes Architects, 540 Kenmore, Power Hand, Louisiana, 70123.
Great, thank you. Do you have a presentation or response to staff report you'd like to share with us?
We agree with the comments in the staff report. There was a comment about the roof sagging in a certain location. That wasn't responded to in our report because we believe when we jack up the balcony that that will cure itself. If it doesn't, we'll take corrective action at that time to make sure it does. When we're done, the building will be leveled. The balcony will be leveled. So we'll do it.
Great. Have you or your clients considered installing bollards to prevent further or future damage?
As of yesterday, yes. One thing that I was going to look into, I haven't had a chance to do it yet, is perhaps putting in between the pipe column and the hole where the existing column was to put in an additional rebar, like maybe a number 8 or number 10, whatever will fit in that hole. That would give us a 60 KSI shear strength. And I think that rather than having a bollard, if we reinforce the column into the existing sidewalk, that...
I think you're going to have to talk to DPW about that because there are some issues about, like, breakaway poles.
Okay.
They want them to be breakaway, not...
Okay.
Well, the impact, you... yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah. That would have to go through DPW too.
And if the bollards prevent the columns and therefore the gallery from being damaged again in the first place, whereas if it's hit but it doesn't come down,
it might actually pull it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, we'd be happy to support you with DPW.
Sure.
Help you go through that.
Yesterday, we drove around the French Quarter after we looked at this, and we saw that there are quite a few locations that have a bollard with a horse head on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of a typical bollard detail?
We see a lot of that.
Would you be...
There are the other ones that are just the plain with the just the ball on top.
Okay.
That would probably be better.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a staff-level review, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, we can move forward with this review, and then you can just add that if you think it's appropriate. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
Staff asked about the material that you guys were going to use to anchor that outrigger back into the masonry. Do you have any information on that quickcrete material?
What I was going to say on that is that we can hold back the epoxy, maybe a half inch, three quarters of an inch, and then put mortar on the outsides so that from the sidewalk you would only see the mortar that would match.
I suspect the staff is more concerned about the structural part of using an epoxy and how compatible it is with the soft masonry.
Okay.
So we might, you might want to submit some information to the staff from the quickcrete rep saying this is compatible, this will work, or if we think that the VCC mortar mix will do just fine, I think that's probably what we'd all feel most comfortable with.
Okay.
And or also talking to your engineer about this. Yes, come from your engineer.
Well, I am the engineer.
Okay.
This would be a typical product we would use on a new building. I recognize it's in an existing masonry wall. I guess I was trying to avoid penetrating the masonry wall and putting a backup on the back side. I think that I was kind of thinking ahead of if it got hit again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I would have additional structural support at the wall. But maybe if we do the bollards, then we don't have to treat this as a pull-out joint. We can treat it as just a bearing joint, and then we can use the masonry product, the grout pieces.
And that does seem like the best approach. Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. Anything you'd like to add before we go to a motion, Mr. Hayes?
No.
Staff, anything you'd like to add? Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 1200-06 North Rampart?
Sorry, before I make a motion, I just have one more question.
didn't ask you.
Who is going to be casting these cast iron elements? Have you picked out that?
My understanding is that the contractor, certified professionals, they have found these pieces in cast iron that match.
Salvaged pieces.
Yes.
It's not unlikely that Orleans Ornamental makes all of these pieces too, which is where we would need them spec'd. So when asking for that, need to see, and not just the railing, but the vertical panels, the corner panels, anything that requires replacement.
Yeah, we'll submit on shop drawings on that.
Does that satisfy you?
Yep.
Okay, let's have a motion.
All right, yes. In the matter of 1200 North Rampart, I move to conceptually approve the proposed repair work with the applicant to provide to staff all the requested material based on today's discussion.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank
you. Next item
for
is... Yeah, thank you.
We do appreciate it.
Is 400-410 Charter Street. Someone... Yes, yeah. Do we have a staff report, please?
Okay. 400 Charters is a blue-rated building. 410 Charters is a green-rated building. This work is taking place at 410 Charters. This is a proposal to replace rooftop HVAC equipment and associated ductwork for application of materials received January 8th, 2024. Extensive HVAC and electrical replacement will be taking place at the HNOC complex, primarily the green-rated 410 through 12 Charters building. The committee reviewed a 2022 application which addressed the failure of the geothermal equipment at 400 Charters and connected it to the existing mechanical farm at the rear flat roof at 410. The applicant now proposes to demolish much of that mechanical farm and install additional mechanical equipment, platforms, and ducting at 410. Full equipment schedules have been provided, but not manufacturer spec sheets. While the roof will hold more equipment than previously existed, staff notes that visibility to the rear roof is minimal from surrounding properties, excepting an adjacent parking lot. To ensure there are no issues, staff requests that the applicant indicate all locations of safety rails so their visibility and potential use as a screening element can be evaluated. The proposal is complex and has proven difficult for staff to evaluate with complete confidence, but it appears that little work will be done to the building itself and that the installation is in keeping with the guidelines. Staff finds the work conceptually approvable with provisos that the applicant submit the drawing set with diagrams that quickly identify any modifications to the building itself, including installation of platforms, structural work, or roof or wall penetrations. If this diagram does not raise any concerns, staff was comfortable with final approval at staff level. Additionally, provide manufacturer spec sheets for all exterior equipment, identifying weight, size, and noise output.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please?
Raymond Smith, 909 Hardress, Suite 1100, and project engineer, Moses Engineers.
Aspen Rovalli, with Moses Engineers, 909 Hardress, Suite 1100, electrical engineer for the project.
Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report that you'd like to share with us?
I don't have a presentation, more just questions. What you're looking for. I guess my thoughts was maybe a 3D rendering, pointing out how where pipes would be coming off the walls and what the platform looks like.
That'd be great. That would tell us a lot.
And as far as, I know as mentioned the noise, is there some guidelines that I could look at to make sure we're meeting the noise criteria?
They're not really hard and fast guidelines. It more kind of depends on the application, the isolation, and everything. I think the understanding is going to be with this equipment, especially with it being, tell me if I'm wrong, with it being a museum, we're all pretty understanding the mechanical loads are going to be hefty, and that with it all being isolated, that's probably not our biggest criteria for this project, where it may be with some others, but we just need to have it documented.
I have no issues I can provide.
So you're in agreement with the staff proposals?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this matter? I see no public comment. Is there any other discussion? Committee?
No, not for me. I'm trying to get a sense for, it looks like there's a pretty large piece of equipment that's going where there was not a large piece of equipment.
Yes.
But it's pretty far on the back side of the building.
Yeah, the back side of the building is actually kind of hidden from the street by a taller part of the building,
mm-hmm.
and it's all behind that tall portion of the building. And some chillers that you're talking about where there wasn't a piece of equipment.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Is there
the north side of that?
Right. Yeah. Anything you'd like to add to this discussion before we go to a motion?
No.
Staff, anything you'd like to add? Committee, a motion?
No.
Are we?
Yeah, staff looks like they're thinking, that's all.
I can't see.
Okay.
That's a personal problem.
Well, this yeah. diagram looks pretty diagrammatic, yeah. actually.
Yeah. It's hard to see, but at column line 4, that's where the lower portion of the roof ends, and then the taller portion.
Got it.
Of the roof
yeah.
Ends. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. For the pointer.
The elevations of the equipment are off. I think that'd be helpful too.
those pools there?
Elevations of the equipment.
Okay. Yeah. We can
provide that. Great.
Yeah.
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 That's
just so you can understand. Maybe it's just condition. They don't feel comfortable. It comes back to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 400 through 412, chapter 10 charters?
Yes, in the matter of 400 to 412 charters, I move to conceptually approve the proposed work, the applicant to submit the requested information to the staff, and for staff to return this to committee if they so choose.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to appeals and violations and ask if there's an applicant present for 712 St. Louis Street. There is. Can we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 710 through 14 St. Louis is a green rated main building. This is an appeal to retain modifications to millwork and proposal to address work without permit and demolition by neglect violations. Her application materials received September 18th, 2023 and November 15th, 2023, respectively. The applicant has submitted a proposal to address several long-standing work without permit and demolition by neglect issues, most of which can be handled at staff level. Committee review is required for two items at the rear of the building as follows. The applicant, the first floor passageway opening was infilled with what appears to be a metal panel door with a side wood infill panel and a large metal or wood window above. The applicant proposes to replace the door with a single raised panel wood door with six lights. It's not clear what the door's measurements are or if it fits the current modified opening size. Staff does not find the proposed door appropriate, but is unsure of the best way to address this condition without a better inspection of the existing conditions. Staff recommends deferral of the work at this opening until a site visit can be conducted. At the upper floors of the rear elevation, four sets of French doors have been fixed in place with Juliet balconies at two of the openings. The doors are in poor condition and the applicant proposes to repair them in place. However, the two sets of doors without railings have been inappropriately modified for the installation of window HVAC units. The guidelines allow for the use of window units as long as they can be installed and uninstalled without requiring any modification in historic millwork. One of the units was installed at the base of the French doors, obliterating paneling and trim. The other unit was installed above the wooden panels, completely destroying four lights. The applicant is appealing to repair and retain the condition. Considering the highly detrimental impact of the window units on the historic millwork and overall appearance of the elevation, staff recommends denial of the appeal to retain the modified French doors in keeping with the design guidelines. Since window units could easily be replaced with mini splits, staff recommends the applicant submit a proposal to upgrade the mechanical equipment and correct the inappropriate alterations consistent with the guidelines. A vinyl window on the rear elevation was also cited as a work without permit violation but was not addressed in the scope of work. A proposal to address this opening should also be included in the next submittal.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
Sure. Christina Jones, 215 Decatur Street, Suite 300, New Orleans, 70130. I'm the property manager.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
No. The owners really wanted to be here today. They had a family funeral, so they send their apologies. I don't really have a presentation.
So I think that we're at a point where we really either would like to hear your acceptance of these recommendations or not, because that will make a motion kind of in relationship to that. If you would also like to defer this matter because the owners can't be here to speak, that would be another thing to consider.
Well, she didn't want to delay it. She just wanted to get to wherever as far progress as we can go.
Well,
but I mean, she really does not want to do a mini split. She does not want to penetrate the building further. There's feet of brick that we would have to cut through. We had multiple people out to get quotes. Two refused to give a quote because they don't want the job. And then the quote that we did get was $37,000. For three mini split condensers and then two heads each condenser. And that is not including the penetration of the building. They do not want to do that.
Okay. Okay.
The other option that they gave me, which they don't want to do either, would be to put a window unit in a hole. So instead of having it in the window casing itself, they would just make a larger penetration, which I don't think any of these options are good, in my opinion. But
And that's not allowed by the guidelines.
Right.
We're not
allowed. Right. So that's not.
Yeah, of those two options, the mini split system would be by far the least invasive. And,
right.
You know, the.
It sounded to me like, had we done this, you know, 35 years ago before we even owned the building, we could have had it so that it would have been approved. Had we done it with the mill here?
Are there no other windows for these units? These are so the only other way to get into this unit is just a door. That's it, period.
Well,
we bought the building this way. Not that that necessarily matters, but I mean, that is, it was fully occupied when they purchased it, and they did not make alterations to the AC units. You know, it just hasn't needed it.
So, for the staff, what is the date of this violation then? If it's, how long have you owned the building?
So, it was first observed in 2017, and that was when we cited it in 2017, 2019, and 2022.
But they purchased it in 2002.
And it was?
We probably just didn't have.
There's no access to this building.
You can't see it.
Right.
There's no ground access to it at all.
So, for staff, if they were able to present evidence that this is the way it was when they purchased it, would that be beyond the prescription?
It doesn't grandfather.
Doesn't grandfather. Okay. Okay, staff, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this violation?
And I get,
okay.
The other thing that you should know is that when these go out and you come to us to replace them, we're not going to permit them.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But they're very easy.
You're going to have to, at some point, upgrade the system.
Okay.
And, you know, this could be something that the commission could consider, since this was not something that was cited when they bought the property. It's not something that your clients had obviously done, but that's not something that this body would respond to.
And it likely what happened would be for the lifetime of that unit, and then you guys are going to have to figure out another plan.
Okay.
So it's going to come at some point.
Any additional questions?
It looks like the window units that are on the front of the building are not part of this report. Are those prescribed?
So the units on the front of the building are not prescribed. They were permitted, and they were permitted with specific review of the alterations to the transoms, and that was all. Yeah, that was normally with window units. We don't issue permits because they don't actually require modifications if they're done right. If they're done right and they are simply being put in and then removed and there's no changes to the millwork, we don't permit it. Those actually work, and we have documentation that those were reviewed, permitted, all of that. The ones at the fat, and that was just modifications to the transoms.
And what year was that?
That, I forget.
A long time ago.
1940?
Well,
Those are pretty objectionable too, but if we can't do anything about them.
And frankly, those probably would not be allowed now as they encroach onto the sidewalk.
Right.
So they would require a lease from the city.
So that, the most recent one I have is from 2012.
Yeah.
Permit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was for this candy shop, I believe,
mm-hmm.
One of the lower level ones.
Well, I think that the staff has offered good advice in suggesting that a different mechanical system would be better for the health of the building. And, you know, since it appears your clients are involved in a long hold situation and owned the property for more than 20 years, you know, this would be part of a capital improvement that would actually almost certainly improve the value of the building and its health. So I think that I can't speak to the cost of that system, but I think that the fear of going through the brick is probably overblown, just in terms of technical of how do you get the copper through that wall. It's not that big a deal.
People do it all the time.
Yeah, it's just not that big a deal. So is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. Any other questions for the applicant?
Sorry, I guess this is a question for the staff, but the first floor passageway is there a good photo of that you can point me to in the slides?
I think we need a site visit for that. I believe it's this.
It's that.
Whatever's happening here.
I did a site visit, but I didn't get a good picture of that door.
Of the door itself.
I see that. Is that passageway
right
there? I assume
the door is behind the ladder.
No? I mean, yeah, it's
there,
it is that white door that is right.
Illustrates
how hard it is to see. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're literally, like, this photo is from the rooftop of another building. Mm-hmm. So, unless you're trying to get to their air conditioning units, you can't see my door.
And I think the bigger concern, too, is not just the appearance, but making sure that since that is an unusual overall opening and it's showing some pretty significant signs of deterioration and everything, too, is making sure that whatever goes in there is going to be watertight, protect the building, not just the appearance. So,
yeah. I don't have a better photo either.
So, Mr. Block, you suggested that there might be mitigating circumstances here that the commission could entertain.
I'm only saying that, you know, if this was the route that they wanted to take, the commission could, you know, consider the fact that they did not do this work, it was not cited, and so they could offer some relief until this needed to be replaced, like Renee said, at which point it would have to be replaced. And brought up to a higher standard, but that's not something that the AC considers, but the commission could.
Okay, thank you.
I wasn't advising that.
No, it was just an option.
Yeah.
So, committee, any other questions?
No, I don't have any other questions.
Would you like to add anything before we go to a motion?
No. I mean, we want to do what is right and what is best for the building. I mean, we do want to upkeep it to the best of our ability.
Well, my interpretation of that would be to restore the millwork so that it actually is able to actually function as millwork and to install a heating and cooling system that was less invasive or damaging to the building. Mm-hmm. Not only its appearance, but it's also its actual fabric. And so, you know, I think that what that's kind of leading us to is to the notion that we would deny the appeal to retain this, which you could appeal to the full commission with some kind of hardship, or you could take that as a way to start actually repairing this situation. Okay, so with that, is there a motion in the matter of whatever we're talking about, 5?
712 St. Louis. Yes, in the matter of 712 St. Louis, I move to deny retention of the modified millwork French doors and the first floor passageway opening. And the vinyl window is mentioned in the staff report at the end, but it's not really, this isn't an application to retain it. So with the applicant to address the vinyl window as well in a follow-up application.
Well, in that case, I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So we've denied your appeal to retain this material.
Okay.
You have the right to appeal it to the full commission, which you can work out with staff. Okay. Or you can take this denial and make a proposal to repair the millwork and install a different mechanical system.
Okay. So... But we would have had to do it properly originally. Like, we couldn't do it in a way now that the windows function and it leaves the window in it.
Correct.
These are French doors.
Yeah, these are doors, not windows.
To nowhere. Okay.
So basically, they just hacked up.
They just hacked up the bottom panel.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty brutal.
There's no way to install the units
in
front of
the
windows
that
you
read by
us.
Yeah.
All right. But we'd be happy to, like, discuss all this with you outside of the meeting.
Okay. Sure. All right. Yeah, just get with me.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. And please work with the staff. Next item is 522 Bourbon Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay. Do we have a staff report, please?
522 Bourbon is a blue-rated main building.
building. This is a proposal to perform structural repairs at the tower, including installation of helical ties and tie rods for application of materials received January 17, 2024 and January 25, 2024. The committee approved structural masonry work at the tower on August 9th, 2022, which was largely limited to the interior installation of wall straps and exterior brick repointing to address cracks. Staff issued permits shortly thereafter, but the work was not undertaken. The applicant's revised application is now proposing more extensive intervention. Instead of flat bar straps on the inside corners of the tower walls, the applicant is now proposing what looks to be four tie rods on the third and fourth floors of each elevation. It appears to be a total of 24 tie rods over two floors with 6-inch round plates at each 1-inch rod. The rods are located above and below each floor level and span through the room instead of through the floor joists. Additionally, two different methods of using helical ties are proposed. The first uses 8mm helical ties installed in mortar joint at every third course using compatible mortar. The second method drills helifix ties into the wall at approximately 30-degree angles, crisscrossing at 24 inches on center to be injected with helifix halibon grout. Staff is concerned that the proposed reinforcement has escalated significantly since permits were initially issued a year and a half ago, and requests that the applicant explain further why the more extensive repairs are needed. While helical ties installed in the mortar joint can be a sensitive method of intervention, staff shares the committee's concerns regarding drilled ties, that their installation causes substantial damage to historic building materials, does not allow the building materials to experience thermal expansion the same way, can displace cracking to other areas of the building in sometimes unpredictable ways, does not allow for masonry to be salvaged and reconstructed if failure occurs in the future. Additionally, the use of helifix halibon grout is not appropriate considering its high PSI. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the proposed changes to the tower repair plan.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the project?
My name is Jennifer Taylor. I'm the architect, and my address is 1115 Lyon Street, NOLA 70115. So, and what I'm dealing with here is an owner and a tenant, and then two separate structural engineers. So that's my big kerfuffle, or whatever you want to call it. So, personally, I would prefer that we go with the original plan that's less invasive, but the and that is the tenant who I'm hired by. The owner, they hired Morfinkowski, who's got this more extensive plan, and of course, because they own the building, that's what they want done. So that is my issue, is getting to a plan that, number one, y'all will approve. I'm actually glad to hear that there's just issues with Morfinkowski, because I'm fine with them, you know, us not drilling and not using the helifix. But I also was not able to get them to attend the meeting. So I figured I'd get some information here and then defer to the next meeting so I can get them to also weigh in on these issues and maybe see if there's, I mean, we actually did come to an in-between solution, but then I couldn't get anybody to put it in writing. So I've got a lot of phone calls and things that I just can't get anybody to put anything in writing that makes sense. So that's where I'm standing. So any advice that y'all have for me, I'd be happy to take back to them and then get any more information that I can. I figured if I had all y'all here, we might as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So from their point of view, Morfinkowski, it is more extensive, and they want to do this type of work versus what Walter Zinner had said would be adequate, considering the tower isn't used. But it's really the owner that wants this work too, versus the tenant.
I guess the question might be, how much is enough, and how much is too much?
Gotcha.
And we don't really have any analysis from either of the engineers that, you know, I'm able to decipher. I mean, I see old letters from Morfinkowski and from Walter Zinner, but they haven't been updated along with this proposal. So,
because in essence, we just went, well, we've done all the Zinner work, and then we just went back to Morfinkowski. So, like, whatever they wrote back in 2011 was, or 2021, is, you know, as far as they're concerned, is still their assessment. They haven't changed their assessment at this point, but I do believe I need to sit back down with them and let's reassess what really needs to be done. And if, you know, if we'd like to look at other options besides drilling and the helifix, I'd like to get that going now versus later. So But also, if I just need to talk to them and come back later, I can do that. And I'm assuming what I need to do, also something I'm thinking that as the architect I'd like to do, is show where those plates would be on the exterior of the building, because at this point we don't have a drawing of where those would go. So I know that that's something that is definitely missing at this point. The one solution we had come to that was a Zinner and Morphy Bukowski solution was to use the ties that go through, you know, like these things, but then have a bolt that came through with a plate, so that this would be not only structural from the inside, but it would like pull the brickwork in, which would also require, you know, the round escutcheons or whatever on there. We had come to an agreement, but I feel like that would be less invasive than this, and also it would mean there's ties running through my rooms. Not that we use them, but still, I feel like they're a trip hazard. But and also it didn't require all this drilling, so considering it'd be less invasive, maybe I could bring it back to them and say, can we come back to this in between solution? But it would still require plates on the outside of the building. So no matter what, I'm assuming I'm going to need to get those approved by you guys.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It sounds to me as though you're asking for a deferral.
Yeah, I think, but I am glad to have listened to everything again, and I just didn't want to just miss the whole thing. So, but I was not able to get them to, number one, comment in writing or come here. So, but I will state that we need that for this to move forward, which will also, I think, make them move forward. I forwarded them your email, all that kind of stuff, but I did not get any response at all.
Yeah, because I'm kind of interested in hearing from them what the dynamic of movement is here. And I'm not seeing how the solution that they're proposing, which is kind of graphically not present, is really addressing whatever is happening.
Whatever their issue is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing I'll be able to state, I was here, they weren't. Sorry, and I need them to weigh in on this so that we can get a solution, get moving.
Yeah.
So, I
guess it's a good sign that you're both your owner and your tenant are engaged in addressing this issue.
Yes, we want a solution ASAP. We don't want this dragging on any longer. So at this point, I feel like now I've got a little bit of something to get somebody to get answers to.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this proposal? Committee, any questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the lintel detail. It's the one thing we haven't discussed yet. The structural drawing seems to imply that granite lintel is just on the outside withe. That would be surprising to me, but I actually don't know too much about how folks used to use some granite lintels.
That's a good question. I know I have some photos that I can bring back, and I have access to the building, so I could definitely be able to see what was going on in that situation.
I know there was some discussion last time, too, where one of the engineer's reports identified the lintels as being wood on the...
Zinner said that they were adequate and functioning properly.
Yeah, there was something about the lintels last time, too, where we had, like, two conflicting reports on what they were and what needed to be done about them.
Yeah, so if nothing else, like with Morphy Bukowski, I've been through the building with Walter a bunch. I mean, at this point, if they want to go with theirs, I think they need to make sure their drawings are correct and that is the case of what it is and that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm definitely sorry about, you know, not being able to have a solution, but I'm working on it.
I'd want to know how much of that granite lintel would have to be modified.
Thing that we need to discuss, and I think this will get them
that is a curious
to answer more questions. And hopefully come to the next meeting, which would be great. So.
Okay. I think we're asking for a deferral here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a motion, please?
Yes, in the matter of 522 Bourbon, I move to defer to allow the applicant time to consult with the structural engineer or engineers and the owner and come up with a good, satisfying solution for everyone.
Would you accept an amendment to your motion to request that the engineer be present at the meeting to describe the failure and their proposed remedy?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I note that 711 Dauphine Street has been deferred at the staff's request. Do I have a motion for deferral, please?
Yes, the matter of 711 Dauphine, I move to defer at the staff's request.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Then we come to the end of the agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.